Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for November 27th, 2022. We're continuing on in a questionnaire from an anonymous listener who has many, many questions, and I thought some of them were absolutely apropos for us. So I am continuing in this, and he starts out with this kind of, he wants to call it a challenge, so I want to challenge you as if. So I'm fine with that. I like that, but it's not a challenge. It's a reveal, and I like to think of these podcasts as ways of revealing to you things that maybe you've discovered, you know, in your own inner work, and maybe you haven't even thought of ever. So here's what he asked me. Can you prove that we are here to find meaning in ourselves and this life? And then he puts in this world. First of all, it isn't a matter of proof. And Mr. Anonymous, I would never be so arrogant as to say that I could prove anything. I'm not in the work of proving. It doesn't fascinate me. It doesn't interest me. It doesn't mean anything to me to have any sense of trying to prove anything to anyone at any time. All of this is a reveal. It's something that is revealed through the heart. It is revealed through silence. It is revealed through solitude and living in a simplicity where the mind is not convoluted by all sorts of rights and wrongs and goods and bads, the rules that we engage ourselves in and make ourselves believe in are true. So I just want to preface this, okay? Everything that I offer depends upon a certain intelligence that is procured through meditation, through silence, through, shall we say, disciplining my mind no longer to jump to conclusions based on the assumptions it can think. Most of us only think the thoughts we can think. Seems silly, but it's true. And these are the only thoughts we have, the ones we can think. And when people start thinking about what's in control of their life or are they in control of their life, they get extremely threatened. Just totally. People want to think they're free. I gotta be free, you know, to do whatever I want to do. We're not free to do everything we want to do. We're not free at all. We are bound by our human body. We are bound by our intellect. We are bound by our impulses. We are bound by DNA. We are bound by so many things in our life that we miss our life so deeply, so profoundly, that it doesn't make sense in how we live. If you want to know the true meaning of your life and how this all works, you have to discover it from within yourself. That we live in the confines of this earth and the laws that govern this earth. There is a providence here that we live by. You live by the flesh. You live by your lifetime. Your lifetime is based in the flesh. How your biology works, your inherent genes, your hormones, the way your brain works and all the chemicals that your brain deposits into its organs and the body then cultivates some sort of mesmerizing effect, I should say, about believing in the way we think and how we think based on chemical reactions that are going on in our body that we don't know anything about. Impulse, emotional impulse, which is the source of our thoughts, as well as our genetic nature. Oh, it's very, very confusing to most people. You need to read Robert Sapolsky's book, Behave. It is truly an accomplishment in this world and a true blessing in this world. It really is. So back to your question, can I prove that we are here to find meaning? This is subjective, okay? Life is subjective. So what am I to say to you? Prove? No. Everybody lives in the means by which they are dealing with their mental, emotional acuities. And these acuities are based, as I said, on the chemicals in our body. So is there an all-governing, shall we say, meaning to our life? Well, that depends on the level of your awareness and if you have ever had any awareness in your life. What is awareness? It is something that occurs that is beyond the concepts and the precepts of my biology, of my mind, and the chemicals that make my mind think the way it does. So when I'm in the modality of meditation, when I'm in the modality of the presence that lives within me, when I have found through my solitude and simplicity the silence that brings me to insight, then something of another shore can come into me. Something of another nature can come into me. I can start to awaken and truly realize there is more to my life than what I perceive through my body, my hormones, and my chemicals. I start to realize that through death, I still continue. I continue on and on. It doesn't end. Just because I want to believe it will end, it goes on and on, this thing called life. So I've got to look at the whole thing from the point of view of either I just live according to the flesh, my body, and go on and on in that fleshly body and think to myself, well, this is the way it is, this is the way it goes, this is the way it is for me, and it must be for everybody else. And I start assuming, comforting myself that I don't really have any other perspective other than my body and its hormones. And I will pride myself on that and get all I can get before I can't get it anymore. And that's the way I would say the majority of people live in this world. To have a reveal that is greater than what I can think is a revelation. And this reveal that occurs within all of us from time to time is there to help us awaken. But awaken to what? To something beyond the nature of the cruelty of my body. So when we look at Jesus, Buddha, Lao Tzu, let's say what I call the three big ones, we start to realize through their teachings that there is something more to our life and to ourselves than can be dictated through belief, through the body, through the brain. We start to realize there's something beyond the beyond here, as the Buddha talked about it. And I like that phrase. So how do I attain to that? How do I get that? Well, my anonymous questioner, it is something you have to go through in the course of a lifetime. You will probably have to go through many, many experiences that don't seem very meaningful to you or seem contrary to what you believe or want to believe or think. And as long as you continue on in this frame of mind, you will find within yourself doubts and fears and cul-de-sacs where you just can't think any deeper, any further, any more. It just is what it is, what it is. So with that all being said, that is my answer. It is subjective, and it depends upon the person you are and whether or not you've transcended that person and have gone into the depths of consciousness and allowed love to live you. There's my song. I gotta go. Thank you for the question. We have, well, one or two more from our mystery questionnaire. He has a questionnaire and a questioner, and he's got all sorts of things here in this email. I will share them with you. Thank you for listening. Be back on the air next week. Please forgive me. Namaste.